Calvin Mellor has been back on the grass and he trained with the group on Tuesday and looked good. So he's back full training now. So that's been an added boost for us.
So it's just Jim McAllister really that's missing?
It is, but again, on the positive, Jim went to see the specialist yesterday and has been given really encouraging news. So, you know, he can step up his training. We ain't going to rush him because, he's took its time. And he's had to be really patient, but we're delighted with that he's been given the chance to progress.
Transfer news yesterday as well. Scott Quigley, tell us about your new man.
Yeah, well, it's well documented, about the finances and the resources in this league and where we have to shop. And we, so far, touch wood, with the ones we've brought in from non-league, Curtis Till and Nick Anderton, they've took to it very, very well, settled in very quickly, and have made a big impression and have got, in my opinion, the potential to go on to bigger and better things. So we're always looking, and Terry McPhillips, who, has come in as chief scout, has watched Scott play on a couple of occasions now, and, he's 6'3", he can run, he can smack it in with both feet, and, it's an opportunity for him, which, he's, having spoken to him and chatted over certain things with him, he's so hungry to take the most of this opportunity. And I think there's times in, you look at the game as it is this summer, and it's just gone absolutely bonkers with transfer fees, and it was really refreshing to hear a lad talk about just having the opportunity. It wasn't about money, it wasn't about salaries or anything like that, he just wanted the opportunity, and I think that goes a long way these days.
In terms of fitness-wise and everything else, is he someone that's got to be in the building a while before you consider him, or is he ready to go?
Well, he's played in the Champions League this year. And so, in the playoffs with TNS, and he's going to be match fit from that point of view. But at the same time, he's coming into professional full-time training, so we'll assess him. We won't put any pressure on him, but there's every chance that he could be involved on Saturday.
In terms of the numbers you've got in the front line now, do you see that you're happy with that now? Is there a chance to let one out, or are you about right?
I think there's competition, a very healthy competition in that area. If that provides the opportunity for one or two to move out, then that might happen. But for that to happen, there has to be clubs that want to take your players. So, if not, then we keep the players that we've got.
Have you got to a point that you've circulated any names to say they might be available if the chance comes?
I think there's one or two that we would consider, but it's like you say, you've got to have takers, and if there's not takers, then they stay part of the squad, and as long as they conduct themselves properly, they stay part of it.
You deal with rumour and speculation all the time in the transfer market. Bright Samuel has been non-stop rumoured.
Ever since I've been here, really.
Yeah, is there anything concrete to tell us on it?
No, not as far as I'm aware at this moment in time. It's been an ongoing thing, like you say, from ever since I've walked into the building. I think he's continuing to grow and develop as a person and as a player. He's still got areas of the game that he needs to improve on, because, we could have been talking about him this morning having scored two goals last weekend from his performance. But until there's actually anything final or concrete, I read this morning that there was a Premiership club that were interested, but I've not heard anything more other than that, really. So until there's bids that have been put into the club and accepted by the club, and we crack on with him.
You've always felt that the best place for him is here,
yeah,
to learn and to play, don't you?
Yeah, I totally agree with that. It's it would be great, obviously, for every player to get into the Premiership and that. But I think the most important thing is that you play, and that's a sensible move from Brad Potts. He's gone from here, and with our blessing, because he's gone to a club that are going to continue to develop him, with Paul Heckingbottom. And I think that's important for Bright as well. What he doesn't want to do is, if a club does come in and he does it, everything gets accepted, is he doesn't want to then be going and playing in somebody's 23s. He needs to be playing first team football and learning it in the actual cutthroat arena that it is.